Independent Day special edition of Rosie on the House.
A lot of responses. And I'm just browsing through. I'm going to say there's only about a dozen right answers, though. People either weren't paying attention or weren't listening. So in the case where you have a cluster of flags and the flagpoles are all the same height, now, technically, if you're planning it right, you would just make the American flagpole higher. But if they're not, if they're all the same height, where do you place the flag? And the answer is to the right. So if you text it in to the right, we'll draw from that list. And I said there's only about a dozen right answers as I'm scrolling here. So pretty good chances, 1 in 12 there. And these tickets are for the Diamondbacks versus Cincinnati Reds. They're the dugout. They come with a parking pass. They're in the dugout box. You're like row 13, seats 7 and 8. Really nice way to watch a ball game.
Very good. Well, we've got most of the lines occupied here right now. There is one open line if you'd like to jump in. We'll get to the callers now. Let's go to Michael on line 5. Good morning, Michael. Talking about air conditioning, things that bump in the night.
Yes. When the air intake shuts off, I hear a thump, thump to the ceiling in my bedroom. And I was just wondering, I just changed the air filters. I put in a really high efficient air filter, and I'm wondering if maybe that's causing the noise.
And the noise has only started since you have the new high efficiency filters in.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, you're basically choking your air conditioner. And when it shuts off, it's exhaling and catching its breath. So your return air, what vintage home do you have?
I have, my home is 1997.
Okay.
I have a new, I installed a 16i train 5-ton in 09.
Okay. I'm guessing your house, like about 80% of the homes in Arizona, have too small a return air. You should be able to put in that high efficiency if the return air was properly sized and not cause a problem at all. But the fact that you're creating so much negative pressure in the return air plenum with the unit coming on, we've got a constriction of some type, and I'm guessing it's probably the return air is a little too small. Go back to your less efficient filters and just change them more often. That's going to be your best bet. At the point you ever update your equipment again, you can't hardly give an air conditioner too much return air breath. That's how it breathes in. So we just in the building trades constricted air conditioners with too small a return air all through the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. Now in the 90s, a lot of those were fixed, but not all of them. So there's your problem, my friend. Go to the other filter and you'll be just fine.
We appreciate the call as we take a line. That's an opportunity to get on the line at 1-888-767.
Let's talk to Bob.
4348. There we go. Whoa!
Oh, did we just knock Bob off his chair? Bob, wake you up.
Bob, are you there? You talking to me?
Hey, yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Very good show. Appreciate it. And you talked to a man on Father's Day, Matt Fitzmiller. Very good man.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, where I'm standing, I have a house. I technically built a house around my house, and I used ICF forms.
Okay.
So my walls are very well insulated with 2 inches of foam inside and out and 6 inches of concrete in the middle.
Okay.
What I'm looking at as far as insulation, I know my attic is really needs a lot of help up there.
Okay.
I'm thinking about taking out all the old cellulose foam,
okay,
or all the cellulose insulation and putting in spray foam. I didn't know if that was the best bang for my buck and then who to have possibly for a home energy audit to come out and kind of look at everything.
Okay.
Well, what do you feel about that insulation up in the attic?
Okay. Well, you can find the Rosie Certified Home Energy Auditors on our webpage, rosieonthehouse.com, Green ID, and RIAS. are the two that have been there the longest. Either one of them will do you a great job. The utility companies subsidize those home energy audits. What cost $500 to do is only you're only going to be charged $99 to get it done. So that's a great deal. And it gives you a tremendous amount of information. Now, as far as attic in the insulation insulation in the attic, your thought of vacuuming out all the old cellulose might have some credence there. There is occasionally times we have to go in there and kind of clean it up just to take a look. And do we go back with foam is the question. I can tell you, generally speaking, where you're going to get the best bang for your buck is some use of foam around penetrations and connections between dissimilar materials. But spray cellulose or spray fiberglass filled to a quantity to give you an R38 evenly spread throughout the whole attic is about as cost-effective as you can get. And a lot of people develop a lot of anxiety about their hot attics. But what they don't realize, and I can show you test after test after test, your attic can be 400 degrees, and it isn't going to increase your air conditioning load very much at all if you have an R38 insulation. And that's a very inexpensive amount of insulation to install. In the middle of the summer, if you have a 2,000 square foot home, it's probably costing you about $300 to air conditioning to 80 degrees. In the off season, March and October, that bill probably is sitting at about half that, about $150. So your air conditioning bill, is $150. Do you know how much of that $150 pertains to the heat in your attic? Less than 10%. So $15 is what you're spending to cool your house based on the heat in the attic. And I know people that spend thousands of dollars installing radiant barriers and exhaust fans to lower the temperature in their attic. They are absolutely wasting their money. R38 installed correctly is all you need. So you say, okay, Rosie, well, if the attic isn't the place I need to be worried about and where I get started saving money on my air conditioning bill, where do I start?
We used to always say windows.
Shade your windows.
But a home energy audit now,
yes,
can save that. And, you know, still windows are the biggest violator of energy in your home just because, you know, you're not going to get the same insulation value out of glass as you are stucco and insulation and drywall, you know, all of those barriers. Or if you're really smart, block, foam, block, like an Integra masonry wall. But with a home energy audit, you know, if your duct work is pouring air-conditioned air into your attic, that's a lot more cost expensive than what your the heat gain that's coming through the windows. So energy audits are where you start first. And shading your windows or getting a good dual pane pellet type window is
so
I'm just waiting for the install date off for mine.
Yeah, that's right. So Bob, you're on the right track. It sounds like you've done a great job on your exterior walls. Get a whole house energy audit and no need to spend any more money than an R38 in your attic. If you'd like to use some foam in and around the penetrations, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But the blown-in cellulose or fiberglass could be a whole lot less expensive than trying to insulate your entire attic with foam. And, of course, if you're looking for an insulation contractor, Rosie Certified Banker Insulation serves the entire state of Arizona. Banker Insulation. Okay, we've still got plenty of people on hold. Romy, where do you want to go to next, my friend?
I think next on the line is John in Mesa, then, talking generators.
Then we've got Wendy and Tom. Good morning, John.
Morning. Hey, I got a good flyer in the mail yesterday. I talked about backup generators for your home. And you hook them up to your gas, natural gas or propane, and when you lose power, they automatically come on by themselves. They'll send a signal to your smartphone that they now are running. And they're taking over for you. My wife is all thrilled about this thing, and she says, go buy this. Well, I want to ask Rosie's opinion on what he thinks about these things.
I hate it when they put me in the middle of a marital argument. Well, John, how often does power go out at your house?
Oh, maybe once every 2 years.
For how long?
Has your wife seen the price tag of these backup automatic natural gas generators installed?
They're a couple $1,000s.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to tell her, you know.
You know, I think they're a great idea, and I know a lot of people. You know, if you're in the grid system, and you know, like we had power go out in our neighborhood, was it just Friday, wasn't it? Or was it Thursday?
It was Friday. It was Thursday. Okay, because we were trying to get the newsletter out, and the power shut down, so we had to
that's right.
Turn on the hotspot and go into an air conditioned luncheon.
Oh, you know, and in that neighborhood, we may lose power once every 2 years, and APS notified us that it was going to take 4 hours, and it took like an hour and a half. So, you know, depending on what you're trying to protect or how nervous you would be, or if you just want a good backup system should something happen to the grid, those are the reasons to get those.
Okay.
And here's another question. You know, if this one hooks up to your gas, do you have piped gas or is it a tank gas?
I have natural gas.
Yeah.
But I mean, is it
it's
a tank?
No, it's
piped. Okay.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, what happens if that supply is disrupted? Yeah, you know, so there's a couple factors there. I know, I think it's Kohler, if I remember right, is the ones that hospital uses because it puts all of those in. You've got a gas tank, you could fill it up with gas, and it kicks in.
Right,
it's
multiple sources.
Yeah,
yeah.
So then, if you're preparing for a disaster. And you're going to go through that expense, you know. If you want to cool your entire house, get one that is multiple source generator. And you know, you talk about expense. If the case it does go out and it's the summer, you remember when they had to bring the transformer over from California and it took like 4 days. And
yeah, that's right.
There was 100,000 people without power during the summer. You know, you could charge $500 a night at your room and
pay
your neighbors.
Pay for that generator really quick. Really quick. So there you go, John. We're going to take a little break, and when we get back, it's Wendy and Tom and you. There's an open line at 1-888-767-4348. You know, one of the things that we were talking about earlier is I told you I'd give you a couple tips for how to keep your home safe while you're away for the summer. You know, burglaries increase 10 to 20%. In July and August, because burglars know you're probably out on vacation and they watch for that. The number one thing you can do to protect your home is make sure you've got a good deadbolt on the house. Make sure it's a 1-inch throw and make sure you go ahead and install good security doors on the front door, because the front door is the number one door they break in to get in your house.